Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with Community Comment. With a new president-elect, a big change in our political scene, be ready for some new ideas. So just for fun, I made a list of great ideas that would help the country, but will never happen in our lifetime. The first idea, to dramatically help the country, raise congressional salaries to $2 million a year. Yes, you heard that right. I first heard the idea years ago in a piece by economist Dr. Thomas Sowell. The problem currently is that only power-hungry maniacs want to run for Congress. As it stands today, most successful CEOs and people of talent would be taking a massive pay cut and would be subjecting themselves to significant risk to serve in Congress. To be blunt, the low pay is a barrier for actual talent, and the only incentives to go are for the power-hungry. Trump is a rare exception, a man of great business accomplishment who reached a sunset part of his life where he could afford the risk. But wouldn't it be great to open our Congress to more people like Trump? Can-do people that are used to making more money and would be willing to serve in Congress if the job paid something like $2 million a year. I would rather attract the best candidates to our Congress than the busybodies who sell out to special interests. The only way I see that happening is a dramatically bigger salary. The second idea to improve the country that will never happen in our lifetime, we need to repeal the 17th Amendment and give states equal representation in Washington. Instead of electing our senators directly as we do, they should be chosen by the state legislatures as they used to be. While that might seem undemocratic, it is the only way to give states the ability to check and balance the federal government. The third idea, repeal all campaign finance laws, but insist on full transparency of the individual contributions. Money will always be in politics, and the laws on the books, ironically, make it impossible to track. I'd rather see who gives how much rather than hear about super PACs. The fourth idea to improve our country that will never happen in our lifetime, bring back the practice of letters of marque. It might appear antiquated, but empowering licensed contractors in the private sector to go after terrorists would be a great cost-saving measure that would also present a wide net for capturing the bad guys. Ron Paul brought it up, and I think it is worth a look, as letters of marque give limited and specific war-making function to the private sector. The American government used it in the early years to fight the Barbary pirates that threatened our merchant vessels. Obviously, times have changed, and it would have to make sense in the international community, but there should be a way to make it work. It's not a free-for-all. Participants are registered, and they're briefed on the limits of each target. Maybe something as simple as the president recommending a target and then a congressional panel that approves it. One thing is for sure, it would make the terrorists think twice. This has been Anthony Mantova, Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.